Look for mostly sunny skies today. A slight chance of showers this afternoon. Thanks for joining us with this FM 97.7 news update. I'm Bill Kastler. This reminder in from Guernsey County Treasurer Jim Caldwell. Tomorrow is the final day for property owners to pay real estate taxes in Guernsey County. Regular hours at the Treasurer's Office on Wheeling Avenue are 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. All payments postmarked by June 18th will be accepted. The Cambridge Post Office is now officially the John Herschel Glenn Jr. Post Office. Both John and Andy Glenn attended yesterday's ceremony, as well as the man who introduced the legislation to rename the facility in his honor, U.S. Representative Zach Space. According to Congressman Space, the former senator and astronaut chose the Cambridge Post Office over several other possible locations.
It could have been a number of places. New Concord, it could have been New Philadelphia, where he learned to fly. And I asked him, where would you like it? And he said, without hesitation, Cambridge. Not only was he born here, this is where he entered the military service. He registered for his service in the Marine Corps. He said that without hesitation. He's very proud of this community. He's very proud of the fact that he's from this community. And I think what we proved today is this community is very proud of him and his wife, Annie, who's a wonderful woman.
A replay of the entire dedication ceremony will take place on Cambridge Cable Channel 2 tonight at 6 and 8 p.m. and Wednesday at 1:30 and 9 p.m. All three committees of the Cambridge City Council met last night at Cambridge City Hall. Our own Mike McKay files this report.
The Finance Committee approved an ordinance authorizing the issuance of multifamily housing revenue bonds with the proceeds loaned to the Cambridge Heights Apartments to finance acquisition, renovation, and equipment of that facility. Last night, Bob Lai presented a letter to the City Services Committee sent to a North 12th Street property owner noting several property code violations and giving him 30 days to comply. The City Service Safety Director says if no action is taken, the matter will then be turned over to the city law director for legal action. The legislative committee also discussed a property code enforcement issue. Code enforcement officer Kim Conrath says there's become an increasing problem with cars being parked on the lawns around the city. No action was taken as several details must be worked out before council would consider a change to that ordinance. I'm Mike McKay for ABC News.
In other news, the government has added Ohio and four other states to its list of those reporting salmonella patients linked to tomatoes. On Thursday, health officials in central Ohio identified three cases of salmonella poisoning, the first in the state connected to the nationwide outbreak from tainted tomatoes. The Food and Drug Administration is urging consumers nationwide to avoid raw red plum, red Roma, or red round tomatoes unless they were grown in specific states or countries that the FDA has cleared of suspicion. Ohio-grown tomatoes have been declared safe. We're calling for mostly sunny skies, a slight chance of showers this afternoon, the high in the upper 60s, and tonight, mostly cloudy with the low in the lower 50s. For ABC News, I'm Bill Kastler reporting. For an update on news anytime, log on to our website at yourradioplace.com.